Good morning, good to see you. I'm going to spend some time trying to explain a little bit of the passage that Jonah just read out for us. Well done, Jonah. Round of applause for Jonah. It's bravery doing that. Now, when we're looking at the Bible at church, we are thinking about who God is. We're thinking about how we treat him and how he treats us. And so this morning we've listened to Jesus tell a story at a dinner party where Jesus is the guest of honour. So, at every party there is an important seat, isn't there? So, I want you to imagine, if you were at a birthday party and there is a seat with the cake in front of you, who sits in the most important seat? Huh? The birthday person, the birthday girl, the birthday boy, yeah, they take the place of honour, the most important seat, don't they? What about at a wedding? If there's a seat next to the bride, like who might sit next to the bride at the wedding? The groom, the husband, right? Like that is the important seat. It is reserved for them. Now, at the dinner party that we just heard about, Jesus is the most important guest. Jesus has been going around healing people, teaching wonderful things. He's even been claiming that he is God. Let's see what happens at this dinner party that Jesus is invited to. Verse 8 to 9, Jesus noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table. So he told them a story. Jesus is invited to this meal and he watches all of these men push and pull and scramble and fight to try and get the most important seat at this dinner party. And they just leave Jesus to stand and watch it all happen. What does he have to tell them? Let's find out. Suppose someone invites you to a wedding feast. Do not take the place of honour. A person more important than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come to you and he will say, give this person your seat. Then you will be filled with shame. You will have to take the least important place. What Jesus says is really simple. If there is someone who is more important than you, someone who deserves the most important seat, don't take it. If you're at a birthday party, don't take the birthday girl's seat, or you'll be sent to the back. You'll be filled with shame. You'll be embarrassed, won't you? Or if you're at a wedding, don't sit where the husband and wife are meant to be, or you're going to be filled with shame and embarrassment as you're told, get out of the way. It is a good lesson for life. But this teaches us about how we treat God. At that dinner party, on that day, who deserved the most important seat? Jesus did. Jesus did. He is the most important one. He is God. It should be obvious. It should be clear. Jesus is the most important one here. But they pay no attention to him. They don't notice him. They ignore him. They're too busy scrambling, trying to get up to the best seat. But it is not a seat for them. This is what the Bible calls sin. We've heard about it already this morning. This is how each one of us treats God. We try and push God out of the chair. A bit like telling the birthday girl, get out of the way, it's my day now. Or telling the bride and groom, shove off, everyone should be looking at me. If we did that to our friend at a birthday party, do you think they'd invite us back again? No chance. If we did that at a wedding party, Do you think the bride and groom would be happy with us? No chance. Here's the big truth. In all of our life, God deserves the most important place. He made us. He loves us. He gives every good thing to us, but we ignore him. And we try and kick him out of the chair because we think we are more important. What happened to Jesus at that dinner party is what happens each and every day. We do it to God all the time. And Jesus says that if we do that with God, if we don't give God the most important place in our hearts, we will be left ashamed, embarrassed. God will not be our friend. The best seat at the table belongs to God. That's the first thing that I want us to learn this morning. The best seat at the table belongs to God. Now, we're going to sing some songs, and in a moment I want to tell you some really, really, really good news about Christmas, where God makes a way to call us friends. But what we're going to do is we're just going to put our hands together, as we do at home, five fingers here, five fingers there. We put them together, and we're going to say a sorry prayer. Let's say a sorry prayer to God. Oh God, this story about Jesus at the dinner party, where everyone rushes to get the most important seat. They ignore you. They pretend that you don't deserve it. Yet the Bible tells us clearly that you, God, you made us, you love us, you give us all the good things. And yet we think we're more important than you, and we are sorry for this. The Bible calls it sin. We pray and ask that as we think about us and you, we would remember that we have not treated you as we should, and we've not treated each other as we should. And for that, we are sorry. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank you, Renee. Again, a little round of applause for Renee for reading there. Wonderful. Well, we've seen how we treat God, haven't we? Now let's find out how he treats us. What will Jesus do now that we have tried to take the best seat at the table, his chair, his throne? Well, it all starts with the story of Christmas. Did you hear that in our reading? Have a look at these verses. Jesus was equal to God. But Jesus didn't take advantage of that fact. Instead, he made himself nothing. He did this by taking on the nature of a servant. He was made just like human beings. He appeared as a man. Look what happens. Jesus is God. He was equal with God. But he left the most important seat, the throne in heaven. He came down from heaven into the world with real people like you and me. Heaven was his home. Now, he was a baby in the hay. The angels beheld him in heaven, and now he is being held in Bethlehem. He came all that way to be like you and to be like me. He was like a friend who could put his arm around someone and ask them how their day has been. Even more than that, he was a servant. He got down lower and lower until he was washing his followers' feet. God came down low, real low. But there was more to the story than the manger. Jesus knew he had to go lower. He was humble and obeyed God completely. He did this even though it led to his death. Even worse, he died on a cross. God came down low, real low. He even died on the cross. And you'll know about that story at Easter time, don't you? Remember what we said earlier. We have tried to push God off of the seat. And when we do that, there is going to be a punishment. We've taken the birthday cake. We've stolen the bride's place at the wedding table. There is a punishment for everyone who tries to take God's place. But God came down low, real low, to take your place. God doesn't step down from heaven in anger, but in love. Jesus says that he loves you this much that he would swap heaven for the hay, the crown for the cross. He will take your place so that you might see his incredible love for someone like you. And by seeing that love, it should make you want to put him as top place in your heart. That's how the verses finish. Jesus goes up to the highest place again. He is right now alive, sitting at the best seat at the table in heaven. And the best thing that we can do this Christmas time is worship him. He is the one who deserves all of our singing, all of our praise, all of our enjoyment. One of the best things we can do is spend our lives getting to know this wonderful Jesus. People say that it's about doing good things that will get you to heaven. That's not what the Bible teaches. We must instead wake up and see that the seat of honour is not for me. Look at God's love for you in the manger, at the cross, and put Jesus where he belongs to be. And once you do that, Jesus says, "Friend, come and sit with me." That's how the story ends at the dinner party. And it's where I want to finish this morning. If you are humble, if you see Jesus should get the most important place in your heart, he will call you friend. And he promises to take you up with him to his everlasting party in heaven one day. All those who lift themselves up will be made humble. And those who make themselves humble will be lifted up. God takes our place so that we can sit with him in heaven. God gives up the best seat at the table, guys, so you could have a place at his. This Christmas, it should be obvious. It should be clear. Jesus is the most important one here. So whether you're little or you're old, put Jesus where he belongs, in your heart and in your life. Let me pray for us. Oh Father, I pray and ask that you would help us this Christmas time to remember the manger and see Jesus' wonderful love for us. I pray that you would help us see further than the manger, that you came low, real low, God, to die on a cross. You took our place so that we could have a seat with you in heaven. I pray and ask that you would help us to put Jesus as number one in our heart, and that we would look to him and see his wonderful love for us and know that we can accept that invitation of going to heaven with him. In Jesus' name, amen.